Hi everyone, this is Heidi with Mineral Wisdom Podcast. And this morning, it's about 5:45 in the morning, and we are getting ready to travel to Boothby Harbor, Maine. Very excited about that. And the stone that I was really attracted to this morning, I just kept coming back to it, is the blue calcite. And as I'm reading about it, I was really, it was interesting because blue calcite, what it does for you is it helps, first of all, it helps soothe the emotional body. It's one of the most effective stones to soothe the emotional body. And just the word soothe feels really nice, doesn't it, for the emotional body? And it helps to soften the impact of psychic stimuli. So for those of you who are really intuitive or just really sensitive to external stimuli of groups of people, and maybe you don't know that about yourself, but if you're one who doesn't like crowds, this might be why. And so what this stone does is it provides a cocoon of gentle blue spiritual light, which gradually wraps itself around you. And blue light especially helps to keep your energy into yourself and also prevents other people's energy from bombarding you and your thoughts and your spiritual space. And so obviously a perfect stone for traveling. You know, so I'm going to be going to the airport, being around a lot of people, being on the airplane for a lot of hours today. And so I'm definitely going to be carrying this stone with me in my pocket. And so the other thing that blue calcite does for you is it helps to remove blockages from the third eye and helps to stimulate your intuitive and psychic abilities. So even though it protects you from others as far as their bombardment, it keeps you in more clear and in your own space with your psychic abilities. And this also helps you oversense a sense of fatalism, which is negative thinking, thinking that everything's going to go wrong, things like that. That's also a good stone for when you're going to the airport. And so helps you stay more clear on your thoughts and staying positive and also being more responsible for your thinking, because everything we think creates our existence. And so this helps to encourage more positive thinking. And physically, this is interesting, some of you may be interested in this, is it helps to clear congestion in the lungs and respiratory system. So it's a good stone for emphysema and greater expansion and utilization of oxygen, also great for headaches and treatment of cataracts and other non-inflammatory diseases of the eye. You can tell I was reading that out of the book. So again, the book that I really enjoy and love to come back to is The Book of Stones by Robert Simonson Acion. And the you know, it's great to just use your intuition when it comes to stones. And just like this morning, I was looking through my stones, and I just kept coming back to this blue calcite. I wasn't exactly sure why, and it's kind of nice not to get too intellectual about what each stone means, because that has the potential to block your intuition. And so just let yourself just be drawn and to particular stones, and then read about it and see what that stone is about. And so I'm going to be in Maine for a week, so it's going to be a great time visiting family, and don't know how much you know, I'll be doing as far as the podcast is concerned, but I'll definitely be working with my stones. So you all have a great day, and I will talk with you next time. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, at healingwithpresence.com. You can also visit my website at healingwithpresence.com. And don't forget to send a prayer to a friend with distant mineral healing. Thank you, and have a great day.